Let us pray. O Lord, may the meditations on all of our hearts and the words from my lips be pleasing in your sight. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Part of last week and the week before, I got to be a bachelor once again. My family went out of town, and so I thought, what better time is there to build that flower bed I've been thinking about? Now, to build this thing took a fair amount of work. I had to go buy stones from Home Depot. I dug up the grass to reveal nothing but the soil. Then I put down mulch, peat moss, vermiculite, and planted some flowers that were cheap and pretty. And that part, digging to make holes for just small little flowers, took the most amount of work because the ground in so many places was literally as hard as a rock. I've even got blisters on my hand from repeatedly digging with a shovel. When I finally finished and stood there gazing at my work so proud at what I had done, a thought came into my mind, and that thought was this. Despite my hard work, and no matter how proud I am over what I did, nothing is going to grow in this thing unless the Lord allows it. My labor means nothing without God's blessing and approval. He gives bread to the eater and seed to the sower. He makes the earth sprout and bring forth, not me. As I stood there looking at my work, I didn't particularly like that idea. I didn't really care to think about the fact that despite my hard work, despite my time, labor, and blisters, God still may not permit my flowers to grow into the botanical specimens I had in mind. Surely my work must be worth something. Surely when we put our sweat and time into something, God will act and give us that favorable outcome we're all looking for. I mean, after all, doesn't God help those who help themselves? It seems as if that is how it should be. We do our part, God does his part, we meet in the middle, and everyone is happy. Popular wisdom says God and man work together to achieve the goals of man. A widespread view, but not a biblical one. Scripture says otherwise. There is a verse in today's gospel reading that should stop all of us works righteous people dead in our tracks, and it's John 15 verse 5, where Jesus clearly says these words, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Nothing gets done apart from Jesus Christ. Now the self-worshipping sinner will quickly say, "Not true. There are some things I can do by myself. I can brush my teeth without God's help. I can put on my clothes without God's help. I can at least be a father, mother, son, daughter, or worker without God's help. I can eat and put food in my mouth without God's help. I can breathe without God's help." When Jesus says the word nothing, he's talking about the big things, right? Like salvation and making a lot of money, right? Wrong. Those are the opinions of the carnal mind, the mind polluted with sin, the mind that thinks man is capable of accomplishing goals without God's aid. Friends, the word nothing means exactly that. You can do nothing apart from your Lord and your Savior. Jesus did not say, "Apart from me, you can do some things," or "Apart from me, you can do some things, but you have to work extra hard." No, he simply says, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Every breath you take is a gift from your merciful Creator. Just the fact you are alive today, sitting in the pew, listening to the Word of God, is because your gracious Heavenly Father has allowed it. Whatever abilities you have, God has allowed you to have them. When you wake up in the morning, it is because God kept watch over you throughout the night, and he decreed that you should wake to live and serve him another day. Every time a plate of food is laid before you, it has come out of God's gracious provision. Not everyone gets 3 square meals a day. And no, not everyone is able to feed themselves. Christ, he is divine. His people are the branches. If you want to bear fruit, Christian, if you expect to accomplish anything in service to your fellow man as subjects in the kingdom of God, then you must, it is imperative, you must first and foremost abide in Jesus Christ, and his word must abide in you. Just as the branch of a ripe fig tree is laden with figs, the Christian, living in the life-giving vine of Jesus, produces fruits, proving one to be a true disciple. The believer, alive in Christ, cannot help but produce fruits pleasing to God, just like the healthy apple tree cannot help but produce sweet-tasting apples. This gospel lesson talks a lot about works. It talks a lot about bearing fruit in the Christian life, but our Lord also makes this point abundantly clear. In order to bear fruit and display works pleasing to God, one must first abide in Jesus, because apart from him, you can do nothing. And it is exactly because of our sinful, innate desire to want to do things on our own, without the help of our loving Creator, that we need a vine dresser. Even though we are living branches of the true vine, even branches need pruning every now and then. Every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. Friends, God's mighty and righteous law, his law demanding us to be his perfect and holy people, crushes the prideful flesh by revealing to all of us our many sins and weaknesses. The pruning process is not fun. We are pruned as God's people, purged and cleansed, for example, when through times of suffering we are brought to repentance. It can be a good and healthy thing for the Christian when God permits suffering in order to bring you to repentance, to remind you of your sinfulness, and most importantly, his power to save. We are pruned as God's people when his law cuts into your hearts and shows you that some of your behavior is not pleasing to your heavenly Father. For example, when you get into a heated argument and you begin to feel anger swell up inside of you towards the target in your sights, remember, that is not how God's people of peace and holiness are supposed to behave. When you think it's okay for your eyes to wander and gaze at that beautiful human being, Jesus calls that adultery. The Christian is a living branch, but the Christian still wrestles with sin, and all of us need to be reminded of our sinfulness and repent and seek God's mercy. By this we are pruned, that is to say, humbled and smashed by the weight of God's law, showing us our ineptitude and mistakes, showing us that apart from him, we really can do nothing. Now, if you're one of those people who say to yourselves, I don't need pruning. I don't need to hear about my sins and my weaknesses. I am fine just the way I am. For those of you who are smug in your faith and maybe a little too confident in your strengths, be very, very careful. Jesus warns us about those who feel as if they do not need to be tended to by the great vine dresser. As one slowly pulls away from Jesus and separates his or herself from the true vine of life, over time, friends, the result is you become a dead branch. In good old Tomball, Texas, where I grew up, there was no shortage of pine trees, and I disliked very much the task of having to go out and pick up pine cones and dead branches that fell after a storm or a great wind. Let's just say during those times I was very good at breaking the fourth commandment, and we'll leave it at that. Now, some of these pieces of wood that fell from the tree were so rotten that I could pick them up and swing them like a baseball bat, and they would literally fall apart in my hands. That is how rotten these branches and limbs were. And that is exactly how a person is who lives without Jesus. He is like one of those dead branches, rotten, dead, and good for the fire. Says our Lord, if anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers, and the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. All of us need to hear this. Friends, don't rely on yourself. Never think you can handle your sins on your own. Never think your sin is not that big of a deal, and never think your sin does not need to be cut out of your life. Do not give the devil a footstool. Rather be a living branch, alive and full of fruit for others to see. Which leads us to the question, how do we do this? How, with all of our baggage and sins, do we bear fruit pleasing even to God Almighty? Remember, brothers and sisters, you are not alone. But you are a branch growing out of the vine that is the source of all life, your Savior Jesus. Abide in Him, let His Word abide in you, knowing that by living in your Savior, God promises you to be fruitful. Your work is pleasing to God by living in the true vine that is Jesus Christ, a vine that lives forever, a vine that always produces, a vine that cannot be destroyed. In Jesus, there is life, not death. In Jesus, your great sins, all of them, have been taken away. He is the eternal vine of life, and you are His branches. That means as He lives forever, you will live forever. As He is perfect, you are made perfect in Him. What He has is yours. Yes, it's true. All of us have shattered God's mighty law time and time again. But friends, remember, know that Jesus is the fulfillment of that law. Every ounce of God's law was kept by our Lord Jesus, and His perfection, it is your perfection, because by faith the believer is a branch alive because of the true vine, Jesus Christ. Yes, we should be dead branches. All of us deserve to be bundled up and thrown into the fire, but thankfully and by God's grace and His mercy, that is not the promise for the believer. That is not God's promise to His faithful children. Abiding in Jesus is a phrase that means your sins have been taken care of. They have been wiped clean. And instead of condemnation, you have eternal life to look forward to. Abundant eternal life. You have forgiveness and will bear fruit that is pleasing even to God. This is yours because you are a branch growing out of the vine that is Jesus, who suffered, died and rose again to forever crush death by His holy precious blood and innocent suffering and death. As He lives and reigns forever, you too have been given the promise that as one who has been redeemed, you too will live forever. So next time you're caught up in a project trying to accomplish a goal of some sort, remember Jesus' words, apart from me you can do nothing. And then be at peace knowing that by living in Christ, not only are all things possible for your mighty God, but regarding your salvation, everything has been taken care of. Go in peace. Amen.